Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us here for a few moments of Bible study together. I invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to those of you that have a complete Bible can go to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. Those who have a New Testament, you can turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14. We're discussing about the seed of the woman. We're continuing in that discussion concerning about this very strange statement that the Word of God makes here in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. And we're considering this great reason because of this statement that was made by Almighty God. We're thinking about what happened to the human race, what impacted the whole human race, and has infected the human race with sin. And that's what we're discussing. The record is recorded here in the book of Genesis, chapter 3. We've already discussed and talked about man's disobedience to God, Adam and Eve, there in the Garden of Eden, standing by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, as Satan enticed Eve, and she was deceived and blinded, partook of the fruit that God had commanded them not to partake of, gave to her husband with her, and he did eat, knowing full well that what he was doing was wrong. He should have stopped her, but he did not. Notice verse 6 of Genesis chapter 3. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And thus we see Adam did not stop his wife. And in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14, we read the words, And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. Eve was completely deceived and fooled by Satan, but Adam knew full well that he was doing wrong. That's why Romans chapter 5 and verse 12a, the first part of the verse says, Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world. By one man, sin entered into the world. God did not blame Eve because she was deceived, she was blinded, she was fooled. But Adam knew full well he was doing wrong, and he deliberately disobeyed God. And thus sin entered into the human race, and death came by sin, and so death passed upon all men, because all have sinned. You see again, my friend, what happened to Adam happened to the whole human race. Adam was the first man. Again, I remind you of the diagram that I've told you to draw a straight line and to put some little lines going up and down across that straight line. And at the end of it, you put a stick figure that represents you. The line before the stick figure represents your dad. The line before your dad represents your grandfather. Remember, if your grandfather had died when he was 2 days old, where would you be? You would have died in your grandfather. You would have died when your grandfather died. And so this is what happened when Adam sinned against God. The whole human race became guilty of sin. For through Adam, all mankind was born and came into the human world, the human race. And thus, through Adam's sin, what happened to Adam impacted all of his descendants. And that's why by one man sin entered into the world, and death came as a result of sin. For God warned Adam, in the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. He didn't die physically, but he died in his relationship with God. He died spiritually. So that every man is born spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin. If you that have your New Testaments will go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22, and notice what we find there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22. We read these words, "For as in Adam all die." Notice that, beloved. "As in Adam all die." Remember, if your grandfather had died when he was 2 days old, you would have died in your grandfather. You would not have been born. You would have died in your grandfather. So, what happened to Adam when he disobeyed God and sin entered in? The whole human race was affected and was impacted. And we all died spiritually in our relationship with God. "For as in Adam all die, even so," listen to the second part, "even so in Christ shall all be made alive." Oh yes, beloved, that's our hope. That's our hope. What happened to Adam happened to us, but in Christ there's hope. In Christ there's life. In Christ there's deliverance. And that's what we're going to discuss further. Thus, we see this may be the reason that God made man to be the head of the home, because the woman was deceived, and God wants the man to be the protector for his wife, the spiritual protector, to keep her from being deceived by Satan and falling into the snare of the devil. There's something about the way that a woman's created that it's more easy for her to be deceived and fooled by the devil than it is the man. And so God made man to be the head of the home, to be the spiritual leader in the home, and the spiritual protector in the home. Thus we see their eyes were open. Now notice verse in Genesis chapter 3 again, and verse 7, the first part of verse 7, "And the eyes of them both were opened." Now what does this mean? That they couldn't see before? No, they could see before, but what it literally means, that their understanding was illuminated. They lost their innocence. They had lost their innocence when they disobeyed God and partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They now knew right from wrong. Up until this time, they were in a state of complete innocence. But now, they realize what is right and what is wrong, and notice what they did. "The eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." Perhaps you've seen a little one get away from its mother when she was changing it. She had to turn around for some reason, and the little one got up and ran around naked and just thought it was great in its state of innocence. It did not have any shame whatsoever. But, beloved, once it reaches the age where it is accountable, where it knows right from wrong, then that baby becomes accountable for its actions. And so this is what happened to Adam and Eve. Now their eyes were opened, their understanding was opened, and they knew right from wrong, and they saw that they were naked, and thus they tried to cover their nakedness. They felt shame. Before, they had not known shame, but now they've lost their innocence, and so they attempt to cover their nakedness. Notice, now they are ashamed. Before, they were not ashamed. Genesis chapter 2, verse 25, "And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." You see what the Scripture tells us. They were not ashamed previously, but now they're ashamed. Shame has entered in. Knowing right and wrong, the knowledge of right and wrong has now become theirs. And so what do they try to do? Man always starts trying to cover up his sin. Ever since this period of time here, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, the knowledge of right and wrong became theirs, and they tried to cover up their nakedness. Man has been trying to cover up ever since. He's been trying to cover up his actions. He's been trying to justify what he did. He's been trying to smooth over his wrongdoing and make it appear okay. And we're living in a day and in an age when sin is no longer being called sin, but it's being called a mistake. It's being called something that a person realizes now they should not have done, and they're sorry for it, and they hope everything's going to be all right. And we don't want to acknowledge sin for what it is. We don't come out and say, yes, I did wrong. I broke the law. I did that which was wrong. No, instead, when man breaks the law, he tries to cover up for it. He tries to excuse his actions. And that's exactly what Adam and Eve did here. They tried to cover up their wrongdoing. And thus, they experience fear. Adam and Eve had never known fear before, but now they are afraid. Notice verse 8. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Never before had Adam and Eve tried to hide from God, but now the first game of hide and seek has started. Man seeks to hide from God as God seeks man, seeks to draw man unto himself. And man tries to hide and turn away from God. Why? Was this because Adam and Eve were afraid? They were afraid because they knew they had done wrong. They knew they had sinned. They knew they had disobeyed God. And thus, never had they been afraid of God before, but now they're filled with fear, and now they're afraid. And then we see that Adam's words betray his sin. How many times you and I have gotten ourselves into trouble by the words we spoke in trying to cover up some sinful act, and we reveal our wrongdoing. Yes, we're all guilty, aren't we? Until next time, goodbye, and the Lord bless.